Welcome to the City on Star Ely.
Good evening, and you are listening to the City. This show is all about your city of Ely, and we'll bring you the latest in all the local issues and events. My name's Elaine Griffin Singh, and I'm the Mayor of Ely. On the show this evening, I'll be talking to Tom Green of the Ely Cathedral Business Group, and we'll also be talking about local issues. Plus, we'll find out what's happening out and about in Ely with Callum Fairhurst.
This is the City on Star Ely.
Welcome back to the City on Star Ely. I'm Elaine Griffin Singh, and let us have a look at the news this week.
The City. News and views from Ely and the surrounding towns and villages.
So first up, Network Rail employee Phil Pinning won a Range Rover and £10,000 in the Best of the Best competition. Well done to him. The Ely Bypass once again looks at risk as English Heritage steps in, ready to fight the plans. And there seems to be interest in the Croylands building, even though it didn't sell at auction recently. And we're now talking to Councillor Bill Hunt, who's a district and county councillor. Connected to the issue of the Croylands building, Councillor Hunt was talking as a local resident. Good evening, Councillor Hunt.
Good evening to you, Elaine.
With regard to the Croylands building, were you disappointed or worried when it didn't sell at auction recently?
Well, to be quite honest, I'm not really disappointed or excited. I just want there to be a settled future for Croylands and an acceptable and proper settled future.
Because we understand there's now quite a bit of interest.
Well, that's a good thing, and I understand the same thing as well. And there's quite a bit of interest. And if there is, the County Council should be able to select a buyer who won't waste so much time and money as the previous potential buyer.
Right. So as a local resident, and speaking on behalf of the other residents, I guess, what are you hoping is the future?
Well, certainly we don't want an aircraft carrier three stories high parked in the back, a garden. But realistically, we are all very good locally at protecting historical assets like the cathedral and King's College Chapel. But we're not very good at protecting older buildings. We all know what's happened to the Market Square in Ely. And I think it's very important that these heritage assets that will be historically important in 100 years' time when they're allowed to grow old should be protected. For example, Croylands is the only Queen Anne Revival building in Ely. It was built as a rectory for Ely Trinity Parish. It is the second oldest house in Cambridge Road. It is already a historical heritage asset, and it should be retained in its setting, in its 1 acre of land, as a Victorian vicarage, which is what it is and what it should be maintained as. It's very important that we cherish today's old buildings, the Victorian terraces, the war memorials, the old road signs. If we just tear them up and replace them with plastic things, we're destroying our heritage and letting down future generations.
Right. So would the residents be happy if it was a business as long as it was the right sort of business?
Well, of course, as long as what goes on there is not terribly important. What's important is that the heritage asset is retained. And, of course, that could be some sort of care home. It could be some sort of office. Actually got planning permission at the moment to be offices. And of course it would make a wonderful home. And frankly, Ely needs not only low price housing, but high price housing if we're going to attract new businesses. High price houses are selling. And of course this would be one. And it is also a real bit of our history.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much for sharing with us your views on the Croylands development and property there in Cambridge Road.
If I could just say, just remember, today's old buildings are tomorrow's heritage assets.
Bit like us, Bill, hey?
And a bit like us.
Thanks very much.
The City, keeping you up to date with what's happening in Ely.
So thank you, Bill, for talking to us. Feel free to email us at the City at star107.co.uk about that issue or any other issues that you'd like to talk about. So coming up after the break, I'll be talking to Tom Green of the Ely Cathedral Business Group.
This is the City on Star Ely.
Welcome back to the city. I'm Elaine Griffin Singh and I'm the Mayor of Ely. This show is about Ely and for Ely and the surrounding areas. So now we're talking to Tom Green, the chairman of the Ely Cathedral Business Group. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening, Elaine.
So who are the Ely Cathedral Business Group?
Ely Cathedral Business Group was established in 2012. It's a voluntary group of predominantly local business people who are interested to encourage and promote the role, the positive role that can be played by businesses and commerce in the well-being of our community.
Oh, right. So I see the goals. How do you go about achieving that?
Well, our theme that we set out with was inspired, I think, by, of course, the financial crisis and a strong sense that the greed and recklessness that had led to such economic failure should not be allowed to obscure the hugely positive contribution that is made by businesses generally. So there's a small amount of the world of capitalism that led to the financial crisis. The vast majority of business is undertaken by good, responsible, hard-working people who create employment, who produce the goods and services that we all depend upon, who create wealth, and indeed it is that wealth that pays the taxes that funds all of our public services. So there's a hugely positive story that surrounds our capitalist economy, albeit it's extremely important to remove the elements of that which cause, when abused, things to go wrong. So there was a strong sense amongst a number of us, in fact a lot of people I'm sure, that the financial crisis was bringing about a situation where the business, the whole profit ethic, was thought to be a dirty word. And in fact, we wanted to correct that. We wanted to shine a light on the good that business does, shine a light also on bad areas of business practice, but celebrate good business. So we set about, we said that Ely Cathedral Business Group believes that there is a strong correlation between the health of the business sector and the well-being of the communities in which those businesses operate. Our purpose in the business group is to explore this relationship and strengthen that correlation. We want to help businesses succeed and thereby make our communities stronger. Now, when I went out and when we've been out saying that to people, it's extraordinary that everybody nods and says yes. In fact, they don't nod and say yes, they nod and say yes and enthusiastically say yes, and what can we do to get involved? So we found this huge amount of goodwill in the business community to try and pursue that question. And in 2012, we launched ourselves with a celebration of business, which happened in May in the cathedral, where we saw over 100 businesses invited into the cathedral to display what they do and how they do it in an exhibition that lasted for nearly a week, and finished off with a wonderful reception where many members of the community were present, listening to Sir Charlie Mayfield, who was the chairman of the John Lewis Group, and Bishop Stephen Conway, our diocesan bishop here in Ely, addressing us on subjects that were relevant to our theme of the role of business in the well-being of community. And that has become an annual event, which took place last year in 2013, and we enjoyed listening then to Bishop David Thompson, Bishop of Huntingdon, and George Freeman, who's a Member of Parliament in Norfolk. And this year, our celebration of business is forthcoming in May. So we're looking forward to that.
Right. So I'm just interested as what was your connection with the cathedral, other than that they obviously host your events?
Well, the business group is hugely fortunate to have, if you like, the sponsorship of the cathedral. I must declare an interest. I'm a member of the chapter in Ely Cathedral. I'm one of the lay members of the chapter, which is the governing body of the cathedral. And so I'm closely associated with the building and what it does and what it stands for. And a very important part of the cathedral's work is outreach. And indeed, this is absolutely part of what the business group is trying to do, using the cathedral as a focal point to address these questions of what is the right way of doing business, how can business be seen as a driver of good in our community, how can we all be involved in that process. Where better to be asking those questions than in a building that has stood in the midst of our community for over 1,000 years, where people have gathered to undertake business and commerce. Many people think that the cathedral should only be a place, or churches generally should only be a place of silent contemplation and worship, which of course is fundamentally, it is the primary purpose of the building. But actually, down the centuries, the churches and especially the huge cathedrals of our nation have been built. The nave of Ely Cathedral was the largest covered space in the community for hundreds of years. It was the centre of market activity. And so it's rather a recent Victorian idea that a church should be a place of silent prayer. I love the thought that we use our cathedral as a place where many hundreds, indeed thousands of people can come in and enjoy all sorts of different aspects of life and celebrate those, but especially perhaps this crucial area, which is the business life that is so important to us. And the Church of England, the Church generally, is so often characterised as anti-business. And I think that's a myth. I don't think it's a fair portrayal of our situation. I think the Church is strongly in favour of and wishes to promote good business and ethical business. So, of course, the Church should be championing the cause of the vulnerable in our society. Of course, we should be shining a light on the huge and regrettably growing gap between rich and poor in our society. But at the same time, we must, and the Church is keen, to support responsible, ethical wealth creation and the flourishing of community that flows from that. And this, in a very practical and real sense, is Ely Cathedral's mission of outreach being undertaken in this fashion. Opening the doors of the cathedral, reminding the whole community that it's theirs, inviting them in to undertake this important exercise.
So would you like to tell us more about your event in May?
It is our third annual celebration of business, and it takes the form of a business exhibition which runs from Friday the 16th of May until Wednesday the 21st of May. And during those days, the nave of the cathedral and the transepts will be full of a very wide and diverse range of businesses, from small businesses to large businesses, local, national, international indeed, businesses will be represented, and all sectors, I hope, will be represented. That week-long event, or five-day-long event, culminates in a business networking session on the afternoon of Wednesday the 21st. And in the evening, at 6 o'clock in the evening, we serve a glass of wine to all those who are present. And at 7 o'clock in the evening, we're extraordinarily fortunate and privileged to be welcoming two very interesting keynote speakers, the first of whom is Rowan Williams, former Archbishop of Canterbury and now Master of Magdalene College, Cambridge. And the second is Simon Wolfson, who is the Chief Executive of Next PLC, which, as you know, is one of the UK's leading retailers. And Simon Wolfson is a highly respected and regarded business and economic and political commentator. Lord Williams, Rowan Williams, will be speaking to the title of What is Wealth For? And Simon Wolfson will be speaking to the title of Wealth, Creation, Destruction or Stagnation, a Choice. I'm anticipating this evening with huge excitement because I think it's very rare to have two such eminent and extraordinarily interesting speakers gathered together. The pattern of this evening, established successfully over the two previous years, is that we invite the two speakers to give a half-hour keynote address and then we subject them to an audience discussion. And I would expect that we'll have several hundred people in the cathedral that evening, and with the benefit of roving microphones, the opportunity for people to put questions to either Lord Williams or Simon Wolfson, who indeed I should say is also Lord Wolfson. He's a life peer in that evening. So I would very much encourage people to come along and attend that evening. I think it'll be a very high quality event. And again, another huge step down the road of beginning our and continuing our discussion about what are we all doing in business? What is the purpose of our business life? Why do we do what we do? And I think those two people will be fascinating in terms of helping us explore that question.
So who is the event open to?
It's open to everybody, Elaine. Clearly, lots of business people will want to be there, but equally, there are huge numbers of people who are not necessarily business people who have an interest in the overriding subject that we're discussing. The event is free of charge. Anybody can come, but we do ask and require people to register their attendance in order that we know the numbers that are coming and we can provide appropriate resources for the numbers that we expect.
And is there scope for people to come and join your committee? Or when do you meet? Where do you meet?
The business group is a voluntary organisation, and we have what I might describe as a very loose membership. There is no membership criteria. We invite everybody who wishes to be interested in what we're setting out to do, as I've described, to join us. And membership is gained simply by registering your interest over our website. And the website is easy to find on the web, www.elycathedralbusinessgroup.org. It's all one word. And clever Google, if you start writing Ely Cathedral Business Group, it will appear. So that's how people register their interest, and that gives you membership. Membership doesn't require any payment. We expect nothing of our members, and they should expect very little of us. That's an important point, because our purpose is to be a catalyst for other people to do stuff. It's not our job. The business group is not there to actually do things that necessarily make the community better or help businesses perform better. Our job is to encourage others to do that. Our job is to get people together, to encourage and provoke the discussion, and thereby to hopefully see the good for our community flow from that. So we would encourage our membership to grow and grow and grow. You get on our mailing list as a result of being a member. You will receive regular updates of what we're doing, invitations to events at the cathedral and outside, notification of our other initiatives. May I mention some of the other initiatives that we're involved with?
Yes, please, tell us about it all.
We've got a scheme running now with the Ely College, providing some mentoring to sixth form students. So one of the things that we found was that lots of our business people in the group said, what can I do to help? And an obvious one was to offer their services as mentors. And this is now manifesting itself with the Ely College, as I've just mentioned, with business mentoring for new startup businesses. Folk have the chance to ask us to provide a mentoring service to them. And most recently, we've launched an initiative where we're hoping to try and support the Ely Diocese schools. The Diocese of Ely is responsible for a number of schools in Cambridgeshire. And in common with schools generally, there are a multiplicity of needs that they have, some quite desperate, I'm afraid. And it is perceived that the business group has a wealth of experience and knowledge and expertise which may be helpful to those schools. So initially providing some mentoring to the heads of some schools, but also looking at how we can contribute resources from the business community towards providing specialist skills training or support in governance or support in marketing or support in strategizing, whatever it takes, human resources. There is a huge wealth of experience and knowledge in the business sector, which we want to find ways of giving that, making it available to the public sector, and especially in this particular instance to the schools. So those are three areas where we've got a pool of goodwill, lots of people willing to help, and those three areas we've so far managed to establish the opportunity for it to be formally provided.
So how is the Ely Business Group funded?
It's a voluntary organisation, and as I've said earlier, we make no charge for membership. Indeed, one of the important things we set out right at the beginning was to say that we wanted to have everybody involved, and we didn't want a financial hurdle to be a barrier to entry. So everything we do is provided free of charge for all concerned. And we're able to do that as a result of the generous sponsorship of individuals and companies, and of course others who provide in-kind support. Most notably, I should say, the cathedral itself, who welcome us to pursue this great initiative without charging us for the use of the building, which otherwise is often, for non-worship events, is a facility that has a charge. So we're very grateful to the cathedral for hosting us, and then to many local businesses who support us financially and individuals who do likewise. I say local businesses, I should also take the chance to note, whilst the group is called the Ely Cathedral Business Group, we are happily drawing people in from a very wide geography right across East Anglia. We have people coming from Ipswich, from Peterborough, from March, from Chatteris, from Littleport, from the surrounding villages, a lot of people from Cambridge, a lot of businesses from Cambridge. So it's by no means simply an Ely initiative. It's an initiative using the iconic centre of Ely Cathedral, hopefully, to pursue these questions across the region.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much, Tom, for coming along and telling us about the very interesting work of the Ely Cathedral Business Group. Maybe you'd just like to give us your website address again.
It is elycathedralbusinessgroup.org. It's all one word, elycathedralbusinessgroup.org, O-R-G.
Lovely. Thank you very much then, Tom Green.
Thank you, Elaine.
The City, Ely's very own radio show on Star Ely.
Coming up after the break, we'll find out about a charity fashion show with Callum Fairhurst.
Littleport, Soham and Little Downham, all part of the new City show from Star Ely.
Welcome back to the City. Next up, Callum finds out what's going on in Ely.
Haddenham, Wolverton and Streatham, all part of the new City show from Star Ely.
I am here with Lindsay, who is the coordinator of the M & Co charity fashion show. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm fine, thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about the fashion show, what to expect?
Well, the fashion show is, we actually support Cancer Research UK, M & Co do. It's a national thing for M & Co. And we hold fashion shows in store, and we also hold fashion shows outside of store. And anyone can come and have a fashion show here, and they can have it donated to who they want to donate it to. So like this next one for the NSPCC. But we do ask that we, if we could have a bucket for our charity, and then people can contribute towards our charity. So that's how we go about it. And also we do supply, our staff do the modelling, and we have our own compare lady called Grace, who is excellent. We just show the clothes, how we would wear them, and put outfits together. So we usually do like two casual outfits and two smart outfits. So if there was like a wedding on, people can, you know, put dresses with fascinators and all the accessories to go with it. Or just casual in jeans and t-shirts. And we give a running commentary, obviously, of what the price is and what the material is and who it would suit and that sort of thing.
And where's it all happening then? In your store?
It all happens in this. The one on the 26th is happening in store. Yeah, it starts at 6:30 and it's £5 a ticket. And we have men and women and children model as well.
So if people want to hold their own fashion shows, can they?
Yes, they can do. By all means, all they need to do is they need to just come into store and let us know what they'd like to do. They can either hold it in store or they could hold it at their local school or village hall or anywhere like that, and we can organise that for them. We'd organise all the fashion show pack and all the tickets and the flyers that go out, and we could also supply the models.
Where can people find out more information? How do they purchase their tickets? They just turn up on the day, or do they go online?
We sell tickets in store. As I say, they're £5 a ticket. They can also buy them on the night, and the lady that's organising it, she's actually put flyers out around where she lives, because we actually do fashion show packs where they tell us how many, what flyers they want and how many tickets they want, and then they can do what they want with their flyers. I mean, we always have a flyer in store, so people, that when they come up to the cash registers, they can actually see it from behind us.
How many people are you expecting to turn up then?
Depends. Hopefully we're going to get 20, 30 people.
And they can purchase the clothes after, or?
On the night, if they're models, they get a 20% discount off the price, the full price items. And if they're in the audience, they get a 10% voucher off on the night. Yeah, and they can purchase them that night. Or we put them on hold for them if they haven't got enough money on them. We put them on hold and they can come in and purchase them on another day.
So what else is going on the night?
Well, on the night, we'll have a raffle. We ask people to... I mean, staff donate prizes, and we often go round to the local shops and ask if they could donate a prize for us. And people have been very generous. You know, we get vouchers for beauty treatments or vouchers for a bouquet of flowers or a basket of fruit and that. And then we do wine and nibbles on the night and soft drinks.
It sounds like it's going to be an absolutely brilliant event for a brilliant charity, NSPCC, and also Cancer Research. Can you remind people where and when it's happening?
Yeah, it's Ely M & Co store in Market Street, and it's on the 26th of March, which is a Wednesday night, and it starts at 6:30, and it's £5 a ticket. And the aid is going to NSPCC and then for the Cancer Research.
Thank you very much. I wish you the best of luck with the event. It sounds like it's going to be brilliant.
This is The City on Star Ely.
Thanks to Lindsay and Callum there. That's it for the show this evening. Thank you once again to all of our guests for their great interviews. And if you've got an event or an opinion that you would like to include in the show, then please email us at thecity@star107.co.uk. And if you'd like to listen back to this show or any other shows, please visit the website, star107.co.uk, and click on Specialist Shows and listen to the podcast. I'll be back next Monday at 7 p.m. Bye for now.
The City, keeping you up to date with what's happening in Ely.